Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Expressway is coming up at 520. LA Live with Lucius at 540. Here's Woolchuck with an edition of The Finest.
Where does a head coach who's won 36 games and three seasons but only one playoff win rank among the best coaches in all of the National Football League? CBS Sports has their annual head coach rankings, and Mike McCarthy is number 17.
Wow.
17th on the list. They broke this down into three categories. The second category, which McCarthy is in, is titled Accomplished with Questions. So you've got Brian Daboll in this of the Giants, Dan Quinn of the Commanders at number 20. Somehow Shane Steichen of the Colts is accomplished, but with questions, going into year two at 19.
He's ahead of Mike?
No, he's below him.
Oh, he's behind him. Okay.
Sean Payton, though, is at 18, one spot behind Mike McCarthy, and then McCarthy at 17. Ahead of him.
About the same guy, I guess.
But in the same tier as your guy, Doug Peterson, Brian.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni of the Eagles.
Wow.
Zach Taylor of the Bengals at 14.
A couple of Super Bowl showing up coaches, right?
Yep.
But so I understand it.
Haven't won one. And it's hard to argue with at least the regular season success. Now, career record, Mike McCarthy, 167, 102 with two ties. In the playoffs, he's 11-11, right at 500. Mm. Going into year five with the Cowboys, 18 as a head coach. But it is pretty incredible, in my opinion, the disrespect that he's getting here at 17. I mean, look, we can say what we want about Mike McCarthy, and I know that, you know, Brian specifically, you got hurt. You were told a lot of things from Green Bay.
Yeah.
But he has developed a winning culture, and he's been at two of the premier organizations in the National Football League and done nothing but really win.
Mm-hmm.
So the postseason success, I get it if you want to knock him on that, but 17 just feels like very, very low.
It does to me, man. I mean, I have a hard time leaving Mike McCarthy out of the top 10. It brought this team out of the mediocrity that it had been into. You win the playoffs. The players like him. I think, you know, the game management stuff is just so overrated when it comes to evaluating. Most every coach struggles with it. He's been hit with that label. But, you know, his consistency in the regular season, I think you could say, hey, he is not a McVay or Shanahan type of offensive mind or one of the absolute greats you would want designing on either side of the ball. But dang it, you know, he's an offensive guru, and his offense was top three last year. So I don't know how Dak gets so much credit because the team wins and they put up points and you leave Mike McCarthy out of it, as he's the, you know, the first Cowboys coach in a long, long time to have even consecutive playoff appearances.
Sure. And yeah, I get he hasn't won when it counts, but he actually does have a Super Bowl 8-1-7. He has won one.
He does.
On his record. He is a Super Bowl
2011
coach, which not a lot of coaches in the league can say right now. Mm-hmm. The guys ahead of him, DeMeco Ryans at 13.
Okay, let's play that game. McCarthy or D'Amico Ryans?
I'd rather have D'Amico.
I think D'Amico did an excellent job in year one. So I think as of right now, I'd probably take D'Amico Ryans.
Okay.
Kevin, I mean, he knew the OC to get. I think that's a big part of
that
it.
That is a big part of it.
Right? Yeah. Bobby Slowick. Yeah.
Of the 49ers, who he knew and coached with there.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell at 12 with the Vikings.
Kevin O'Connell or Mike McCarthy?
I'd rather have Mike McCarthy.
I do too.
I like Kevin O'Connell a lot.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with KOK. I think he's going to do good things with Minnesota this year.
Got it.
Mike McDaniel.
Rather have McDaniel.
McDaniel.
Kevin Stefanski.
I think I'd rather have McCarthy.
I'll go Stefanski.
I think I'll lean McCarthy here, but that's tough. Sean McDermott of the Bills.
I think I would go McCarthy.
Okay.
McCarthy.
Same. Dan Campbell.
Man.
McCarthy.
I'm going Dan Campbell.
Do you think that Ben Johnson's the reason and Aaron Glenn are the reason why Dan Campbell is having success?
He hired him, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to be skeptical and cynical that thing's going to continue. Their front office has been on fire. They have great coordinators.
I'm going to go Dan Campbell on that one.
I'm going to go Dan. I mean, I think what he's done, you turn around a perennial loser.
That's now a team
that wins.
Sure.
And he's changed the culture there.
Sure.
7 is Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers.
Maybe he's not top 10. Now that I think about McCarthy, there's a lot of good coaches out
there. I'll take Harbaugh there. Right?
Harbaugh in the NFL has done nothing but win. It's hard not to take him.
Yeah.
6 is Mike Tomlin of the Steelers.
Oh.
He's got kind of taken a reputation hit the last couple of years, but he has not had a good quarterback in like 8 seasons.
And still wins, and he's never had a losing year. In 18 years, he's never had a losing season.
He's like McCarthy, though. He's got a Super Bowl win, right?
He does. And he's been in multiple.
But his playoff record the last several years has not been very good.
It's fallen. He's now 8-10 in the playoffs because they have no quarterback, so they're like 1-done in the playoffs.
There you go.
5 is Matt LaFleur of the Packers.
Yeah, finished really strong, man. They gave San Francisco hell too.
Man, with Aaron Rodgers, it seemed like they were in the NFL NFC championship game every damn year.
4, John Harbaugh of the Ravens. I'd probably take Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan of the Niners at 3.
Yeah.
Sean McVay of the Rams at 2. And Andy Reid at 1. Man, I'd probably take all those guys.
Who would you take between McVay and Reid?
Reid.
I would probably take McVay.
I mean, I love McVay.
Shanahan or Reid?
Reid.
Probably Reid. Shanahan's got this big game thing happening now, too.
Yeah, I'd go McVay over Shanahan.
How high would you go with D'Amico Ryans then? How high would you go?
You don't want to overrate a guy after 1 year, but gosh, what he did last year was really impressive.
Could he be better than what McVay was? Like, you know, that kind of thing?
It's so tough because I think so much
like young
importance
coach,
is on
defensive guy
is on your offensive acumen. You know, and how thoroughly do you understand not only the concepts that are going to create gaps, but how to teach them, you know? And I don't think anything that a defensive guy is doing pales in comparison to that importance level there, tying all that together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But an interesting list. McCarthy at 17. I mean, I think that he's probably...
That might be right for him then.
I think 12 is probably where I would have put him looking at this. I'd probably put him ahead of like 5 of the coaches.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But maybe not in the top 10.
That list was eye-opening.
It was. It really, really was. Now, this Hard Knocks, I'm caught up now. Hard Knocks of the Giants. I have enjoyed this. For me, this is my favorite Hard Knocks.
Because of the offseason and the draft
and stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome getting to watch them talk about the team-building aspect of this.
Yeah.
We get to see their scouting meetings.
Right.
We get to see them go to the combine, and Joe Shane is talking with, like, Elliot Wolf.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, like, the stuff, the rumors about them wanting to move up to 3 for a quarter, like, that stuff was real.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, if you're going to make a trade, just let me know first. Like, check in with us first, okay? Because they were interested, and I think it would have been Drake May. I think May would have been the guy that they wanted to go up and get. But... Now you have Giant fans that are ticked off at Saquon Barkley because Barkley said, quote, I never got an offer from the Giants.
But he got an offer, right?
Well, here is the phone call conversation between Joe Shane and Saquon Barkley when he tells him, hey, we're going to let you test the market. We're not going to franchise tag you.
I just talked to Ed Barry, and I think just mulling over this, the right thing to do is let you test the market and see what your value is. I don't want to do the franchise thing or all that stuff again. I don't want to go through that. We've both been through that. You know, if you really want to be a giant for life and you're interested in staying here and coming back, just see what your market is and then have Ed come back to us and we'll see if we can come to an agreement.
All right, I appreciate that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Can you give me your word on that, or are you not going to give us a chance?
What do you mean? I'm just talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I already told you where I want to be, so.
Okay. All right, well, let's do that. We'll go out and see what the market says. I think it's the right thing to do. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you did for the organization, you know, the 2 years I was here. And I'm not saying we're not going to get something done, but I think it's right if for some reason it doesn't work out, that you know that the organization thinks the world of you and everything you've done. But hopefully, you know, you go out there, you see the market, and you say, you know what, I want to be here, and you give us a shout back.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, Saquon, I'll talk to you. All right, bye.
Yeah, it's just so weird. It feels fabricated, like the whole scene. Like, will you give us our word on that? That's a TV producer saying, man, put him on the spot right here. So you can't really have a genuine discussion in there as a fan. I'm not even sure what to make of that. It just feels like a forced conversation with the head coach trying to look like the nice guy.
Well, Barkley's like joined in on the conversation. He said, let me educate some of you fans here. Can't bail or become a traitor if I never got an offer to come back. So I went to the organization I felt that was the best, and after already being here for a month, man, I'm excited to be an Eagle. Go Birds.
So did his agent not ask back? Like, hey, here's what the Eagles are going to offer. Do you want to match?
That, I think, is what Giant fans are upset about. They feel like he did not go back to the Giants. I think the Giants have alluded to that as well, that they weren't able to match. But they also offered him a contract that the Giants have made clear by watching Hard Knocks. They were not matching. They had a number in mind. I think it was like $7 million. They weren't going to go over it. Now, Michael Lombardi, I've seen, has time to take shots at Joe Schein here, because he's like, look, we didn't pay Daniel Jones $40 million to turn around and hand the ball to a $12 million running back.
Right.
So Lombardi's saying, like, Joe Schein, you're not reading the room well here because your competitor in Philadelphia is doing exactly that. They're paying a quarterback more money, and they're paying Saquon Barkley now to come in and hand the ball to him. So that's what your competition in the East is saying. We're willing to do it. We value the player that much, but you didn't. And you are not really building the team well enough. So it'll be interesting to kind of see what ends up happening with the Giants. This is a make or break year for a lot of these guys over there.
Yeah. This whole division could be, depending on what happens in Philadelphia. I think big changes in Dallas, big changes in Philadelphia, and in New York for sure.
I mean, Saquon should probably just come out and say, if he really wants to, like, yeah, they let me go talk to somebody else. I knew it was going to be way more than they were willing to spend.
Yeah.
And the new team got me excited about playing for them because I realized they're better and can help me have a bigger season. So it's tough, I think, for fans to see some stuff like that. But, you know, that's, I think, what it comes down to is you picked the wrong quarterback and you haven't been drafting players well on either side of the line of scrimmage for the Giants.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in this kind of situation, that losing culture is so toxic. And, you know, it's impossible to have the right answers. Like, Andy Reid's been a great coach, but with Donovan McNabb or any other players, you were not a big game coach. Now you have Patrick Mahomes, and it's really difficult to screw things up. You actually strip down your offense, spend a bunch of money on defense, and guess what? That works too.
Yeah. And it'll be, I mean, the Giants' defense will be the one side of the football I'm interested in, because they got Shane Bowen, who's a new defensive coordinator. They traded for Brian Burns. Now they're going to have Thibodeau and Burns on the edge, and you got Leonard Williams in the middle. They're building something nice with their front seven there. We'll see if their linebacker play ends up being any better. Here's Keon Coleman of the Bills, who was drafted in the second round of Florida State. I love him. I think he's going to be a really good player for them. He's going to replace Stephon Diggs as their wide receiver one. But he was on with Bryant McFadden on CBS Sports, and he's talking about Josh Allen and why he does not want to golf with his quarterback.
Y'all kind of established a relationship off the field, like y'all text, you know?
Yeah, every now and then for sure, but you know, he pretty busy as a QB1. He be having different things. You know, he like to golf too. So, yeah. And he legit golf.
Oh, he can go? Yeah.
He shot like 70-something under or something like that. Something.
70.
I don't know all that type of stuff yet, but I knew it was some good. It was some of the 70. I'm like, yeah, I ain't golfing with you.
Man, I ain't know Josh Allen had a golf game like that.
Man, I ain't golfing with you. We can't bond over that. We got to go throw rocks at the lake or something. you golfing.
Yeah, like I'm out on that too, man. I don't want to ruin your day. I'm going to be over here like shooting. I can't even tell you, right? I can't tee off. I don't want to ruin this, Josh. You go ahead. You try and be like a PGA amateur over there. Yeah. Go keep crushing it. We can do something else. We can go bowling together if you want to.
It is a little intimidating playing with great players, it's fun because you can kind of pick their brain or see what they're thinking, ask them for tips.
Yeah, but you can also... you can also ruin their game.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'll drink and drive you around. How about that?
If they're constantly helping you have to look for your ball.
Oh, that's the worst.
That drives a good golfer nuts.
Yeah.
They're always constantly, I didn't see it. You're over behind the tree. And then they have to come over and help you find it.
Yeah.
And then you hit another tree.
Ooh.
And then you walk in their line while they're putting.
There's still motivation to try and bring Washington's old logo back. Their former quarterback, Robert Griffin III, Baylor Bear Heisman Trophy winner, put out
the Twitters.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Dear Washington Commanders fans, this is a safe space. Even though it feels like it's not sometimes. Mm. Would you be happy if the old logo was brought back? Apparently a poll of nearly 60,000 fans that voted, the majority, 65%, would like the old name and logo to be brought back.
Yeah. That name can stay away. The logo is fine.
I liked what you were texting back and forth with somebody yesterday. Like, why don't we go with the Warriors?
Yeah, that's cool.
Or I didn't mind the football team
either. The Washington football team was amazing. They should have stuck with that and kept the logo. They would have been fine. But they reacted too far, and now they're looking goofy.
Yeah, because this Commanders thing is just not working.
Nah,
Lucius, what about, like, back in the day, they used to have the spear, like Florida State. Would you do the spear?
It's a Seminole. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. As long as you're saying something that's positive and uplifting, you know what I'm saying? You're just not making fun of them or a caricature, the Indian.
Yeah.
But the name itself was the one, like, well, let's go away from that. But the logo, I don't think, was an issue.
Yeah, like back in the Sonny Jurgensen day, they used to have the R with the feathers off the back of the R.
Oh,
like
that would look cool.
Like a circle R. Block R with the feathers off the back of the circle.
Dan Quinn wore a logo like with the W, but he had the feathers coming out of the back of it.
Yeah,
at a press conference, and that kind and people were talking about that. Final football news of the day here: football's finest. Richard Seymour is now joining Tom Brady.
Feed me, Seymour.
In the purchasing percentage of the Las Vegas Raiders. So it's not just going to be Brady who's trying to bid to get some ownership share. It's his teammate Richard Seymour as well. Richard Seymour, I do believe, played with the Raiders
he
for
did.
A little bit, though.
He did.
So that makes a little bit of sense. But they're going to join a partnership here and try and get some ownership stakes.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck. There it is. Football's finest is in the books. It's time now for the Expressway. We have a legendary cowboy on why this team continues to come up short that's in the news. We'll get you that and everything else that's been breaking throughout your broadcast afternoon. Coming up next right here, the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Time to hit the expressway. We take you commercial-free to the top. 469 says, Dawson said he goes to Diamonds Direct just to hang out. Was that a reference to the old car dealership commercial? It absolutely was. And salute to you, longtime Tolo, out of the 469. Yeah, that guy would say, they treat me better than my wife does.
Sometimes I go there just to hang out.
Yeah, it was a classic commercial. But you will see the difference at Diamonds Direct. It's unbelievable. This little coffee machine, their couches, they'll make you feel appreciated.
Is that a Cadillac dealership?
I think it was Sewell?
Sewell. Sewell, yeah.
It was Sewell. It was Sewell. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time now for the Expressway. LA Live with Lucius Alexander's coming up in 15 minutes. Let me tell you, segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. Another great longtime fan sponsor. And, of course, our friends at the On Time Experts. They'll get you taken care of real fast. Okay, the Expressway going all the way here to 6 o'clock. We'll have a full get right for you tonight. 7 to 11, because Rangers have the evening off. You can scoreboard watch, by the way. Astros take it on the Marlins.
I am.
I know you might want to get that fancy baseball package you have there.
Yeah.
And watch the Astros host the Marlins. Miami's really bad, so hope for the best.
I can, with that fancy baseball package, you can actually watch, if you want it, the home broadcast or the away broadcast.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Show there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, this is Ed Too Tall Jones. It's been a while since we've heard from Eddie.
Yeah.
Here's what he would do with this group to try to push him over the top. He says, if you look at these teams now that make the playoffs, Buffalo, Baltimore, all those teams, they don't have anybody on those teams that's won a Super Bowl in that locker room. The regular season is the regular season, said Big Ed. It is what it is. To be a champion, you've got to be able to get to another level. And what separates good players and good teams who have players who can go to another level in the big games. Every GM in the league should be out trying to pick up a guy that gets cut or something that's been to a Super Bowl and put him in that locker room. Makes a big difference. I think the Bills did get Von Miller. I mean, the Ravens did get Odell Beckham Jr. The Cowboys got Stephon Gilmore, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
I think teams do try to do this. What's it worth for you, Brian?
You know what? I appreciate what Ed's trying to say because he's talking about experience right there. But, yeah, I mean, to me, the most important thing, it's maybe not the Super Bowl experience, but just the leadership. Mm. You know, if guys – I think in the locker room, you want guys that have that when things maybe get a little tough, that they're able to kind of go, if they're seeing a player having a rough go at it, you know, they go to the locker. Hey man, let me take you to lunch. Let's talk. Let's do this. I think experience is great. I would rather have a veteran guy that knows how to interact with his teammates and kind of can read the room of what needs to be said or what, you know, or individually go and meet with guys.
I want that leadership in a younger, in his prime of being an athlete.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Look for a great example. Look what the Mavericks got with Derek Lively.
Yeah.
Here we are in the NBA finals and Derek Lively is at the podium representing the Dallas Mavericks with, you know, they're putting him up there. And it wasn't just like one time. Derek Lively's here. Questions, go ahead.
Yeah.
There were like two, three different times where he was put up there
and addressing the Lucas situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been a vocal leader on and off
the floor. That's what I'm saying. You get somebody that kind of that can read the room, is smart, is a good teammate, has respect. I think everybody at the Dallas Mavericks probably respects that kid.
I do need you to be like, if I could get you as a proven winner, that's huge, because I think there's something to the guys that can say that when the pressure is the highest,
yeah,
and you know, perform at their best when all the lights are on.
And that's probably what Ed's talking about with a guy that's been a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, a lot of times it's like, well, what have you ever done, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been some guys that, Larry Fitzgerald played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, he played well enough to win it.
But that's what I'm saying. He played on a lot of losing teams.
He did.
And then you get a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, could be a great leader. But what have you ever done, bro? Well, I've been all pro a ton.
Well, we do know from the sample size that we have, the Cowboys might have a bunch of guys that do you think that's an accurate criticism? That just as the games get bigger, they don't have what it takes to excel in these kind of moments, like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Michael Jordan?
I don't know what it is about the Cowboys, but they play their absolute worst game of the year in the playoffs.
They do.
It just, if you're going to have bad games in week 4, in week 6, week 10, you could have a bad game. Dallas plays their absolute worst game in those settings. And
you get Shanahan a couple of times, you get LaFleur a couple of times, guys that run schemes that pick you apart with your run defense.
That's when you worry about the preparation part of it. And I got in trouble with some people over at the Cowboys, you know, when I said, hey, was Dan Quinn more worried about getting a job somewhere else than scheming up a defense? And I had a guy text me and said, hey, listen, you should know better than that. You know, this guy did nothing but help this organization. I'm like, well, then you wear that. You wear the fact that you guys weren't ready in a game. You know, you wear that. If you want to defend him and that defensive staff, they weren't ready to play.
No.
And if it was him, the head coach, somebody over there needs to wear that. And go ahead. You know, if you want to bitch at me about it, then you need to look at yourself too. Because I like I said, they were not ready to play football that day.
No, but offense and defense. But yeah, I mean, I think that Ed's not wrong in that regard, and they've tried to bring in guys that have championships on their resume.
Well, your head coach does.
Stephon Gilmore last year, right, was a guy that they brought in. Brandon Cooks has played in those games. Yeah. So they tried to do that, but at the end of the day, it does, and not to quote Stephen Jones there, but he's looking at the quarterback. He's looking at Micah Parsons. He's looking at DeMarcus Lawrence, right? CD did not have a good showing in that playoff game. He was frustrated in the first and second drive of the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your most important players, when the moment is at its biggest, have not shown up and performed.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what to attribute that to. I don't think they're built to stop the run, and they've come up against some teams that are really good at scheming the run game in San Francisco and Green Bay. And, you know, you look at your linebackers and defensive tackles, and it's no wonder. I felt that way for about a decade, that if any team really is good at it and comes in convinced that they're going to run, they can run all over the Cowboys. I mean, we saw it like week 3 against Arizona.
Yeah.
And this happened throughout the year about once
Buffalo,
a month.
But it's always something. They stopped the run against San Francisco two years in a row, right?
Yeah.
The offense gave them nothing.
I think the busts in the secondary were bigger than the run defense in the Green Bay game.
In the Green Bay game, sure.
The fact that...
Well, I mean, Aaron Jones was running through him like a knife through butter.
No, they ran the ball. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But how many times did you see a play-action play?
You got Luke Musgrave running wide open.
Yeah, you got guys, receivers, and nobody even near them.
Yeah.
See, to me, that more goes to Ed's point. That's more X's and O's and football ability than we didn't have the experience or the leadership.
Yeah.
You know, the roster is just, to me, still too flawed. How about Micah Parsons' mindset coming in here as we're in the middle of July, just a training camp right around the corner? He's reacting to being ranked third on X last night. Says, mother bleepers can't bleep with me. It's up. It's up this year on your mama, or on mama, on his mama, I believe. He's swearing on his mom. In 2 weeks, you know, we're going to report to training camp. I think I like this for Micah Parsons. It seems like maybe there's a chip on his shoulder. He hears everybody talking about him. I think he's tuned to the media. I think he wants to be a broadcaster himself. He likes following the content a little bit, and I think it's fired him up. Maybe he heard you talking about him, Brian.
Well, I'll tell you what. You and I were talking pre-show. Is there an athlete, and people text in if you like, is there an athlete that hears the media more than him? Is there somebody?
There's nobody that's as vocal about it as him.
They always tell you, oh, no, man, we don't know what you guys are saying. We don't pay attention to that. And you got called out by Banny that one time about the standings.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
So, to me, this is where they're lying to you. They hear everything we say. They react this way. But I was trying to think of guys that, you know, maybe Kevin Durant might be the guy that.
Rabbit ear guys. I think Cole Beasley
by far. Is the most rabbit-eared guy.
I mean, Barkley clearly has been this offseason. Barkley's been chirping back and forth with fans.
Yeah.
We just talked about that.
It'd be tough. I mean, obviously, being on the radio is kind of similar with how people will come after you on social media. I can't imagine like being there on social media and actively looking for things, you know, that other people are saying about you. I just try to do my social media with like lists and communicating with people that I know and then posting some thoughts at times during major stories. But yeah, I think that's part of the younger generation where the social media is part of your reality, you know, and it's difficult to separate the two. But I just hope Micah Parsons uses this as fuel to shut everybody up and go have 20 sacks, you know, and lead this team on an unexpected run, of course, if they, you know, get some help stopping the run and running the ball. Mm-hmm. Got a Bronny update for you. I think, you know, at this point, the Bronny story is kind of like a feel-good father-son story, father-son sports story.
Yeah.
And he has the shot of growing into a prospect. Maybe, like Shaq said earlier, it took Kobe Bryant 800 or 900 days after he was drafted to really become the Mamba. I think we need to give Bronny at least that. He's probably a guy that should have spent 3 or 4 years in college, but he's playing in the summer league over there in the Bay Area, the California Classic. Finished in 2 games, 3 of 12 from the floor, missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts, but did have 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals against Miami.
Yeah,
not totally fish out of water.
I could see him very early in the Lakers season being up on the roster. And all of a sudden, him and his dad getting a bunch of photo ops and stuff like that. And then they're going to send him to the G League, and we'll see what happens from there.
I don't think he wants to go G League.
Well, you know what? If not, he's going to sit down there at the end of the bench and watch his dad play. He could do the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I just might
want to go G League because in the NBA, there's not a lot of practice time during the season.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to go work on his game. But there's going to be plenty of photo ops when the season starts. Of him and dad warming up and all that, and we're going to get all those pictures, and then it's going to be time to like, okay, bro, you're not playing any. We're going to send you to the G League.
I think I'd rather go to Europe, though. You know, put me up in Paris or something.
Well, they threatened that, right? They said, hey, if Australia, some other team drafts me and it's not the Lakers, I'm going to go play in Australia. So, I mean, I do think he needs to practice. He needs to play. And I think the G League is definitely a better opportunity for him. But he's got a good defensive game. Maybe that can help the Lakers.
Yeah, defense, passing. You know, you can see his floor game is decent. And if he was 3 inches taller, I would be absolutely convinced he's a good NBA prospect. Paul Skeens struck out 11. In 7 no-hit innings, did walk a guy. Dominant performance. Pirates beat the Brew Crew 1-0 on Thursday. Threw 99 pitches in his 11th Major League start, 65 of them for strikes. Lowered his ERA to 1.9. This is incredible. Do you agree with the Pirates' decision to pull him? Just 99 pitches.
Yeah, I think we play in a day and age where if the pitch count was, say, 20-something pitches less, I would say go for it. But not at 99. I kind of feel like that they've got to think about going forward. Is this guy, is he bringing the excitement? Like, you mentioned Kerry Wood, but is this like Strasburg?
Yeah.
You know, when he was with the Nationals?
I mean,
that was more hype. He's paying off.
Yeah, he should start the All-Star game for the National League. I mean, I think that'd be great for 100%. Viewers. It'd be great for fans. People are going to tune in. I would tune in just to watch Paul Skeens if I was just an average baseball fan. Absolutely. I thought maybe they'd push him just because it is his last start prior to the All-Star break. So he's got time to kind of extra recovery time. He's probably going to pitch an inning in the game.
Yeah.
It's not like he's really going to tax himself out there. So, yeah, I mean, I thought maybe they'd let him go. But with all the injuries we're seeing every day, I understand being really cautious and kind of terrified of that.
If this was a September 21st game where we're down to near the end, they would have let him go. Because he's pitched games, trust me, at LSU.
Oh, yeah.
They've needed him.
He was throwing 130 pitches.
They've needed him in games to go out there and just, they didn't have, you know, he had to finish the game and he was able to do that. So he's capable of that kind of workload.
Guy's freaking 6-0. You know, you can throw out Strasburg, Kerry Wood.
Yeah.
I think of Doc Gooden. Now, in Doc's second year, he put up a 1.53 ERA. He was incredible that year, was 24-4.
Yeah.
You know, this has been dominant from Skeens. We'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out, but he's freaking undefeated. ERA under 2. He's developing or you know.
He's got a good breaking ball.
Arriving.
You can watch him. He could throw it 103 and he could throw it 82 where you can't hit it.
Yeah, and he's testing some of the best hitters in the game. I mean, that back and forth with him and Ohtani was absolutely brilliant.
He struck him out and then Ohtani hit one like 1,800 feet on him.
We got a proper round tripper coming up with Wooly Bully at 6 o'clock. Maybe we'll look at some MLB power rankings. There's good news for Marcus Semien today. LA Live with Lucius is like 1 minute away. Jurgen Klopp has turned down a chance to replace Greg Berhalter as the U.S. men's national team coach. Their first attempt did not work. They made overtures to the longtime Liverpool boss. The German turned him down, though, according to The Athletic. Klopp appeared to be the initial target for U.S. soccer, but he wants more time away from the game, according to the report. U.S. men's national team is prepared to spend the big money for an international star coach, which is what, $8 million a year or something like that.
Zidane, then
I guess
maybe.
I think they want a big high profile celebrity coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that also, you know, they're hosting the World Cup, so you need credibility.
Yeah,
you need somebody that's going to mold them into a team that can actually get results.
Yeah,
I think we've become too obsessed with trying to play the game beautifully, like we're Spain or Netherlands or Brazil or something.
Not,
forget that.
Yeah,
let's play ugly soccer.
Yeah.
And try to get some damn results, because that was probably the most embarrassing tournament of my lifetime for Team USA, that Copa America, not even advancing on home soil, losing to Panama. What an embarrassment. Okay, time now for LA Live. Let's go into the Pimp Cup.
Yeah.
Here's Lucius Alexander.
I ain't going to lie to you, boys. I hit a wall at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
It hit me hard.
I believe it.
Yeah. I was on the step machine today.
Ooh.
In the gym.
Uh-huh.
About 30 minutes. Boy, I'll tell you what. That's another thing I need to do after work and not before. Mm-hmm. Leg day and that little step machine. Stay away from them right there.
But usually there's like talent on the step machine around
you,
right?
Man, talent all through that place. Why you think I keep coming back?
I know.
I got buns, son.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's amazing in there, Broadus. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Fire up this song. Is it a moose knuckle?
Yeah.
It'll make you dance for some heaven. Oh, man. The scene goes right up there behind. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah.
If you live with Mr. McCray, you cannot return to that residence.
Oh, but how are you just going to tell me I can't go home, though?
What?
How are you going to tell me I can't go to my home?
I just did.
Well, I bet I do.
Ooh. Well, then you're in contempt, young lady, and you've got 30 days. So you're not going. You're not what?
Whoa.
Get back! Get
Bye.
Back!
Get back!
That's another 30 days. That's 60 days.
So what?
90 days.
So?
120 days.
Okay, and?
180 days.
Whoa!
Please, quiet.
Get off me! Get your hands off me, man.
Come on.
What else you got to say?
Oh, nothing. We'll talk in 6 months when you're ready to come back for your case.
I ain't married. They got something here. I got money.
That's 200 days.
Oh, jeez, man.
You got anything else to say, Ms. Perks?
You.
Hey. That's 300 days.
Wow, that was a big jump there.
Yeah.
An additional 3 months for the bleep you.
Yeah. Don't say the bleep you.
What are we doing?
Where's crashing out, baby.
Where's counsel?
You heard the counsel. Hey, man, chill out. Chill out.
Hit the mute button. Do something.
Yeah, you're right, man. This is LA Live for Thursday, July 11th, 2024. It's a Thursday here. Ladies' night, as you can tell.
Wow.
Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and the No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. It's the end of an era, baby. Redbox kiosks.
Oh, no.
They're all out of here. They're getting them out of here.
It's funny that you said this. I went into a grocery store yesterday after the show and saw Redbox and was like, does anybody even use this anymore? Everything's on streaming.
Yeah, everything's on streaming. At one point, Redbox was the lick.
I loved it.
Boy, you get like five good movies, three good movies, something like that, and you didn't even spend $10. And it's the late fees that get you if you didn't return it back. They get you the whole thing. But, yeah. R.I.P. to the Redbox, man. The parent company's name, Chicken Soup, for the Soul Entertainment.
Had a good run.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy, and this is to liquidate all assets right here.
What do you do with all the videos?
Yeah, is that worth anything?
Yeah,
liquidating
right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoop it up and take it to the dumpster.
Sell these boxes. Yeah.
Three weddings and a funeral.
Yeah, you can refurbish these boxes. Do something with them. Repurpose these. Yeah. Okay. Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment listed as debts totaling $970 million, bro.
No,
they are never coming back.
No.
There's no Flavor Flav to save these cats.
Should have seen the writing on the wall about 8 years ago. Cut their losses then.
Yeah, I think the last time I've been there was like maybe 2013, 2014.
After the Blockbuster, saw that, they should have known something was
Blockbuster,
up.
I loved you.
Oh, man, Blockbuster was
their snacks
lick.
Were good.
Blockbuster was the best.
Yeah,
man.
And a pizza. Like, your parents thought you got pizza and Blockbuster. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. We are living so good.
This is heaven.
Yeah, man.
Should I rent a video game, too?
Yeah, can I? Oh, sure. Oh, my God.
Movie posters.
Kids, now that's
amazing.
Just a day that ends in Y. They're like, where's my pizza?
Yeah.
Give me a juice.
Big facts. Big facts right there, Mr. Dawson. Yep, RIP Redbox, man. I remember cats that used to be like, they were making street money.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't really count it, and it's illegal and type of thing. But they always tell people, yeah, I own a Redbox.
Yeah.
I own a Redbox.
Car wash. Get a car wash.
That's how I got home
all
day.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people come by every 20 minutes or so, and they want to pick up a movie direct from the source.
Come get it from me. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, please hit me up, man. I'm willing to play it if it's good. Please hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Hey, Lucius Alexander is LaPaul Alexander. Same guy. I know you know him.
That's him.
I know you know him.
That's him.
Our winner right here is Jim Rome. Unbelievably, it's Jim Rome.
Yes.
Amazing Sports Minute right here by the man.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Not as if I haven't asked this question before, but here we go again. Yo, Dallas, how you living? Seriously. Yite?
Yite?
Yes, if you're a Cowboy fan and your answer is Rome, I'm terrible. Oh, I totally get it.
Terrible.
The Cowboys simply cannot stop going full Cowboys this offseason. This might be the most Cowboys the Cowboys have ever been in the offseason. I'm Jim Rome.
Yeah, I love it.
Said a whole lot of nothing, but everything at the same time. That
love
is brilliant,
that.
Man.
Yep.
That's Jay-Z, like...
Yeah,
it's my vote. It's my vote.
You troll. We know.
It's my vote. Every time we're gonna. Every time he's up, get ready.
I'm gonna vote this guy out.
Don't even have to look at me, Dawson. Just mark it down.
Brian is open. My bad. Excuse me.
Sorry, Brian.
By a score of 2-1-1.
He's done it.
He's out.
Done it.
He can have himself.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies' night. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, what a night. There used to be this bar called the Copper Penny. Dollar beer night was ladies' night.
Oh,
it got interesting.
Oh, yeah. I bet there were super fights out there.
Yes.
Super fights.
Yeah.
It's summertime in Texas. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas and tell them who's best. Whoa. I found a thread of women asking men. Now, this is crazy because it's very rare that a woman would ask a man anything, like care what we think about.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your automatic icks?
Oh, okay.
What are some of your automatic icks, man? Meaning, ick, about women. So she was out here on the dating pool, you know, summertime. She wanted to see what the men don't like. And the men responded, and a darn thread went viral.
Oops.
And I got a little few clips of it here. See if you guys agree. What are some of these icks for women men don't like? If she's loud.
Yeah. I mean, what kind
except
of
except if it's Shane Slater.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm in a fight now because of you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That one right there. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, you get you beat up. Ugly feet or toes? I'm with that one.
So you put that one in there.
I didn't, but, man, I stand on it.
He gave it the heart.
I sure did. And this man is preaching right
there. That's facts.
Smart guy.
Speaking of the feet, though, dirty shoes, dirty socks. Either one of those.
Okay. Yeah.
I figure if you don't have clean shoes, you know, I don't think much is clean about you.
Some well-done Air Force Ones. You're like, ugh, girl. Some shoe polish or something. Let's see. Can open a bottle cap with her teeth.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Fella says that's an ick, and I don't want her.
Yeah, she's probably really fun to party with,
I bet you she tells good fun. Jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good time.
Yeah.
My name is Ashley. To call us Ashley.
Here, Barb.
Barb,
open this for me.
Give me your effing beer. Keyword.
Yeah. God, what are you doing over there? Give me the beer. All right, Barb.
If she celebrated her birthday at a club,
Rhonda's a good one.
Help me, Rhonda. Help
me, Rhonda.
Yeah, if she celebrated her birthday at a club, men said, that's the ick. I don't want you. If she eats more than four slices of pizza.
Yeah.
No. I like a lady that can eat.
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I mean, if it's an occasional, like, I don't know, maybe a Totino's.
Some of these small girls can really put down a lot of food.
When they're young.
Oh, yeah.
It catches up.
That'll catch up to you. That's a great point.
Lucius, brother, you need the ill, brother, ill sound. Oh, I need that. Send it to me, fam. Please. Let's see what else we got.
Beer gut.
Yeah. Maybe a happy trail.
It matters
trail.
How much to be. Oh, I like the happy trail. You tripping, bro.
I haven't heard that term
happy
in a while.
Trail is fire. It's fire. Let's see what else.
The old tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Might as well be a bullseye.
Wolchuk's full of them today.
Oh, my leg.
That guy got arrested.
Good, man.
They caught him. They got a good face shot of him.
Yeah, they got
him.
Lucius is still laughing about it.
I went back and listened to it again. I can hear it uncensored. It's so good.
Oh, it's so funny.
If she says, you're the first person to treat me like this, that's it. Yeah.
I don't know why, but all my old boyfriends used to beat me.
Oh, why don't you? Here, punch me in the face.
Oh, my God. Let's see what else we got.
What are we doing?
She has a male bestie with a beard. She has a male bestie with a beard.
Yeah, it's getting to go for me, dog.
She's my best friend.
A lot of guy friends.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that sometimes. Some girls do have a lot of guy friends because girls just don't like her because they don't want to compete with her or something like that. Or sometimes they're just toxic to other women.
Yeah.
And so they have no choice to be with guys. Because, you know, the guys halfway want to be with you, not even the friendship way anyway. So it's easier to make guy friends.
But too many.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man.
Because that guy friend, you know what they're really hanging around for.
Yeah, he's waiting for you to mess up. Yeah.
Exactly.
He did what again?
Yeah.
God, I'd never do you like that.
Totally. You got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Come here. Boy, you feel soft.
What are you eating for lunch today?
Give me a hug.
Yeah, go. Oh.
Give me a hug.
Oh, not no give me a hug guy. Where my hug? If she uses Facebook, that's a ugh. Yeah. If she wears size 7 or above, that's a ugh. That's me. Broadest.
Bigfoot.
I'll put that one in there.
Yeah, I know you did.
I don't want no big floppy feet behind me. Messed the whole game up. Taking your Jordans and stuff.
I think Lucius, if he could own a nail salon, he would. He'd be hanging around.
Just do the walkthrough like, every once in a while.
Hey.
You want a discount.
Hey.
You're doing great, honey.
Hey, Karen. Yeah. Hey, Karen, those French tails are looking
you up
great.
Anytime.
Yeah.
He'd always be checking the security tapes.
Yes.
Pulling out the new one, making dubs.
Lucius' nail salon. Yeah. Just standing around all day. Cigar hanging out.
LA.
Cigar hanging out of the corner of his mouth.
Just call it LaPaul's.
There you go. There you go.
That's hysterical. Yeah. What are some automatic icks for men? A lady on Twitter asked this for all the guys because she's trying to find some men out here for the summer. So the guys responded and gave her some icks. If the majority of her picks are in a hotel or on a boat or in somebody else's car.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah, those pictures where it's like, wait a minute, where is the other person who's taking this?
Yes, the hotel.
All theirs are on a beach.
Yeah, the hotel.
It's a red flag.
Wow, solo vacation again, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really love traveling solo.
Yeah. What are those dudes thinking? Like, no, don't be in this picture. Seriously. Right? Yeah, I'm going to ruin your... Wow. Yeah, okay. I got to get to the airport.
Tag me in that, please. Let's see. If she skips steps while walking up a flight of steps, that's it. Ugh.
Really? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know,
work those
bro.
Glutes.
I don't know.
You know?
That's kind of an athlete, isn't it?
My man is being petty. Like, look at her. Skip that step.
Maybe she's too tall.
I don't want to be with her. let's see. Unnatural hair colors. I like that. Oh, I love a good...
Like different colors?
Yeah, purple. It can be
like
pink.
Red. A blue streak. Like blonde pink with it can, some yeah, red.
It can be all of that ridiculous stuff. I like
really?
It. Oh, yeah.
All disheveled, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. I'm a big fan. If she isn't active or into fitness, I understand that.
Yeah.
If she smokes like Snoop and drinks like Andre the Giant, that's a yuck.
I got the good stuff for you.
If she's out every weekend, of course.
Yeah.
A dirty crib, that's a given. Yeah, she's nasty. Can't cook. There you go, brother.
Yeah, got to be able to cook.
Got to. Uses retweets or reposts to send subs to you. She doesn't read. If she likes seafood boils.
Whoa. Come on now.
Somebody's being personal.
Yeah, they are. They're trolling me. Yeah. Oh.
How about the fake eyelashes? Those kind of grown on me a little bit.
Yeah, I told you I like the fake eyelashes and the big crazy dumb hair that does it. I like that.
What about the eyelashes, Lucius, the occasion will come off while you're doing stuff with them?
What?
It'd scare the hell out of you.
I mean, where they kind of like end up on the side of their head and stuff.
I thought you meant like it's on the ground.
Like no, like it kind of is like it goes on the side of their face.
It's on the counter. You're like, oh my God.
It's caterpillar.
Oh, eyelashes. I thought it was a roach.
You dropped something.
Yeah. let's see here. Somebody on the fan text says, if she says bye. Bye.
209, if she has hairy arms. Yes, hair can be a factor. Hair on the upper lip, hairy legs, hairy armpits.
Okay, a nice little thin layer of hair on the upper lip is not too bad. Nice little shadow.
Just a little
bad, Dawson. The hair under the arms, though, there's like an adult entertainer that I like.
Yeah,
really?
But she grows out too much hair under her arm. Huh?
Is it the indica flowers girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, indica flower, natural. Bro. Oh my gosh, she's beautiful.
Must be from the Northwest.
She's from Louisiana.
Here we go.
I think so too.
Didn't see that coming.
Lip injections.
The lip injections are terrible.
I hate that, man. Yeah. It's
scary. I feel bad for these gals.
Yeah,
because they must think it looks good.
You're describing UK culture. I mean,
really?
They're all about the lip injections, the poofy hair, and the crazy eyelashes.
Well, they need to get their teeth fixed. I'll tell you that much.
That too.
Yeah.
Summer teeth. Summer here, summer there.
What are some other automatic icks? Automatic icks for men. Has a chest tattoo if she has a chest tattoo.
Yeah.
If she has a tattoo with a male's name on it.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a big one.
When she has too many bad days or always needs help. If she creates narratives in her head.
Yeah, they always needs help one's a tough one.
Yeah, they always need help for you.
They always seem to need help.
I figured you'd like that.
No, they always need help. No.
Not your thing?
Like in a dating profile, I say, hey, if you need help, don't do that.
Don't reach out to me.
They call you Mr. Broadus. Mr. Broadus?
Yeah.
I need another ride to the airport.
Yeah,
let's see. And the last one, catches the attitude over small things.
Well, that's all women.
She's an ick. Okay, we'll try.
940, if they have a ridiculous sneeze that could wake the dead. I actually confronted a mine about that. She would let out a scream. Like,
Wahoo!
And I was like,
is everything okay?
If you're going to do that, please, like, roll down the window if we're driving.
Go outside.
It's echoing inside the
roll down the window.
Yeah. That sound has to escape, and it's going to pop my eardrums.
Man. My old lady, she sleeps with her eyes open.
Wow.
Yeah, we sleep in two different rooms, bro. I can't look at that. It's a nightmare. First time we spent the night together, I looked over. I was like, all right. She really likes your boy because she is not. She's just looking at me while I sleep.
Keeping an eye on you.
Yeah. Before I get out of here, if you were in the military or you were a passport bro or, you know, you dip down there to the Philippines and they're looking for you. You might have some babies out there. This is a report from Australia, but it's affecting America as well.
In the heart of the Philippines, sex is for sale and girlfriends are for hire. These sex tourists fathered tens of thousands of children and then abandoned them.
Hi, my name is Luis. I want to find out who my father is because it's a bit sad to live without a father.
Now these children raised in poverty can find out where they came from. In a trailblazing project, their DNA is being used to hunt down their missing dads.
Yep, you were in the military, you were a passport bro, and you had some fun down there in the Philippines. Run, girl! Yeah. You better run! Because they are coming for your mailbox right now. You might get served some papers. You might get a subpoena. Somebody might walk up to you in public and say, hey, are you Gavin Dawson? You're like, hey, yeah. You've been served.
Yeah, talk about life coming at you fast at that point.
Quite
a subpoena.
Yeah, just a little PSA out there for you.
Maybe stay off that My 23andMe. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Do not register. Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Lord willing and the creek don't rise, that's my time. When I say creek, I mean the body of water, not the native people fighting for their land. That's my time. I'm out.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 to 6 right here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay. We are your home of the Rangers. Off tonight. Massive silver boot opens tomorrow against the Astros in Houston. Woolchuck has a proper round tripper coming up next here in the nation.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.